I don't suppose Robert minds.
So we're walking through the VeloCity conference has just ended. I'm walking through the park here with two lads from the Dublin Cycling Campaign. We're just having a chat about just bikes and cities in general. So maybe if you could just say your names if you'd like to, and just we'll carry on the conversation.
I'm Gordon Selway. I'm also from the CTC, which is the National Cyclists Organisation.
Okay, and just
I'm just Robert Fitzsimons from the Dublin Cycling Campaign, and I live in here in the city, enjoying my cycling life.
So both of you were raising points there about just how things could be improved here in the city. So just briefly for the listeners, what would you think needs to be done now?
We need to retake the city as citizens of the city. The way to do that is it's like everybody who comes into the city is a pedestrian. Where the majority of our transport system, our lifestyle in the city is controlled by the transport of single user vehicles. These vehicles being motorised vehicles, or cars as we would like to call them, or trucks.
Which are only here recently in terms of the history, and it's...
The history of the city, 100 years ago, you probably wouldn't have seen a cart almost on the street, you know. Bicycles were everywhere, people were everywhere, horses were everywhere, animals were everywhere, families were everywhere. The city was somewhere you could live, you could raise your family.
As far as I remember, though I'm not that old, there were cows grazing here on the green as well.
Well, you two did it. He has whatever some keys to the city. He can graze the sheep on the common land of the city or something.
Okay, and
one of the main things is the way that the car takes up a huge area for each individual using it.
Yeah,
and that gives us our congestion. Some people are going to have to start off by car coming in, especially with the huge commutes that some people make. Wonder whether they come from the far side. I don't know anyone commutes say from Clifton or...
Cork is a common commute now.
Yes, but there's a train service.
What's a common commute?
Well, there's people travelling from like Cork, commuting to Cork from Cork to Dublin,
using
the trains, coming in at whatever 6 o'clock in the morning. But for some people driving, it's taking 2 hours to get into the city too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's not an absolutely foreign idea.
Yeah, yeah.
The what we need to provide is like, as we were just at a bicycle conference, but it's not about the bicycle. Some people can cycle. Some people. What we need is we need a choice-based system here. We need people to be able to cycle if they want to. We need people to be able to walk if they want to. We need people to be able to drive if they want to.
Well, what about
or change?
They have no choice.
You drive some of the way. The bus.
And we have a system which sends out signals that say driving's fine, whatever. And we have a system which makes it cheap or cheapish for people to drive. I mean, people may not believe it, but...
Yeah. On another thing, we just come out of the park now, so as we go on, the noise level will increase, and Dublin is such a noisy city, you know?
And don't forget, this is just the junction here outside the shopping centre in the top of Grafton Street. This is a restricted zone. There are very few cars in here, but see these taxis there sitting with their engines running.
Yeah.
What fuel economy are they getting there? Like, is that the AC that they're running here? It's not that warm of a day. I'm sweating, but I'm carrying like about 100 pounds of stuff or something here. But this is like, even this section of St. Stephen's Green isn't that pleasant. It's nicer than being on the other side of the street, but not by much.
Yeah.
And especially in comparison to actually walking through the park.
And can you tell us a little bit about what sort of things were talked about in the conference? Like, what sort of dreams do they have for the city, you know, that could really, really change the city around?
Well, the vision is mainly what Robert's been talking about, of a city that is easy to get around, that is not, does not as it feel as if it's sitting on your chest. And there's not the words used, but it becomes a support rather that enables you to live, rather than an incubus that forces you to behave in this way rather than that.
So that you're not, so that like getting from your A to B, your daily A to B, isn't a battle. It can actually be enjoyable.
But it's not about the A to B. That's one of the things, the comments that were suggested there at the closing session. It's not about in or out of the city as in as policy. It's like to a certain extent, or what are you doing in the city? Making little trips here and there. Walking, if you work in one section, you want to go to shops.
Yeah.
How many junctions are you going to have to cross to get to your shop?
Yeah, yeah.
How many minutes of your lunch hour is wasted? Is wasted, not only stopped, making no progress.
Yeah.
And it's not as progress. You're stopped there, and it's like easing into your hour.
Yeah.
Like it may only be 2-3 minutes. What's two
or longer? If you look down at Side Trinity there, I think it's about 5 or 7 to cross the three.
And if you can't go navigate the junction, if you're slightly slower, and I think if you go at a normal pace, one person said it's not even possible to take the junction at a normal pace.
Yeah.
You're going to be stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just get off the road here.
But overall, did you find the conference very beneficial? Did it open new ideas to you?
I'm in a slightly odd situation here because I came here to talk to people about how things can be done to move forwards rather than spending my time listening to all the presentations. They'll be out on a CD sometime, possibly by the autumn.
Okay.
And it's now then that I'll be reading what was said.
Yeah.
I have other things. It's just a job I have to do. As I said, I'm from the CTC, which is the National Cyclists Organisation.
Yeah.
And I take part in the work of the Policy and Campaigns Department.
Right.
And sometimes it means we're looking at what's happening this week, next week, what you need to do. And some of it is looking further ahead, trying to do things which persuade people to move in the right direction, an integrated approach to planning, an integrated approach to life in general, something that doesn't make us all feel as if we're enemies of each other. Something, given that we've just walked past Mayor Hillman, who is very keen on the effects of climate change, that at least keeps the world the world we can go on living in without being fried.
Exactly. Well, that really is the bottom line, because if we keep on going the way we're going, life ends for our species. So it's as simple as that. Like, it is a matter of survival.
Indeed, it is. That's right, Duncan.
So, and what about the Dublin Cycling Campaign? How, like, the brief history of that, how long has that been going, and how successful has it been? What were its objectives?
Right, that I'm not so sure about. Robert will be a better place to tell.
Okay.
Bits of it have been going on since the late 80s, I think, when there was a body called Cycle Folk, who were then the Dublin Cycling Campaign, but it's grown and transformed itself. And
We're never outside the mansion house. Maybe we'll wait. We'll maybe leave that part two of the interview.
Indeed.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.